Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening and welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I want a happy April Fool. Started to play a little game on you, but I said I better not do that. End up something that happened to the show for real. So with that being said, we go on and get into the show. Like we had several callers. Lines that was already open, so if we go on and get started now, we got 7...
Elijah, like, where'd he go?
216, man, your line is open.
There you go, man. Kevin.
7216, your line is open.
The boy left him. He ran off and he turned back around.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there go Elijah, man. Hey, coming back over here again.
In that line there, sorry about that. Somebody sound like they had something else to do. Let's see here. All right, we've got 1746. Your line is open.
This old CC, I just wanted to make sure my line going to be open. I got some real issues going on.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah. Everything going pretty good, Chris?
Yeah, man, everything going. Just having rain. I think that's going on everywhere, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. What about yourself?
Oh, man, everything's going good. Somebody called me today and played an April Fool's joke on me. They said I had the slowest grudge bike in the world, and I know that had to be a joke. Had to be a joke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I sure hope you can get Alex on, Alex Hughes on tonight, because we really need to talk about this thing he got going on with posting stuff about you on Facebook. Yeah, we really need to talk, because my understanding, I got a couple of guys out there in Texas, they said he's not even trying to run nobody out there, and everybody's calling him out. But he on Facebook talking about me like I'm scared to run him. So I just wait till the show gets started real good before I bring that up.
Well, I don't know about Texas, but I know on this side of the water, he got a hit list out on him over here. So.
Okay. Well, didn't he get beat by Michael already?
Yeah, but that was early in the season. And several other bikes want to try him too, so it's just not Mike.
Okay, well.
I don't know, maybe your time on or whatever, you all can get it straight.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. Hopefully we can do something.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, for some kind of reason, he done developed some type of heart. Because before today, he's never been on Facebook trying to call somebody out. But now he woofing at me. Come on, man. Come on. I've been called this man out last year for this race. But, everybody know my bike down. I doubt I'll be able to make it to the Man Cup. Besides, they ain't really letting no grudging going on anyway. So.
You can continue to talk, man. When you mentioned that, I had several messages pop up. So let me. I'm just trying to check, see if someone's trying to get on the line or what.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, what I was told today, I got a call. They said grudging is not going to be no priority at the Man Cup. It's about the class race, and that's the whole reason why they held a race. Grudging is like a side dish. It's like a dessert. If they have time for it, they'll put us out there.
Okay.
And that's all I was saying. And Alex, that's the only reason why he coming anyway. If he wasn't racing in no class, then he wouldn't come down here and try to poke his chest out at me. Come on, man. That dude act like he driving 15 hours to race me. He driving 15 hours so he can get in the class of him and Boss Hall. Come on.
Yeah. Zod here, man. Let me see if I can get him. Oh, yeah. He's going to wait till he... I don't believe he's going to answer.
Hello?
All right, we got y'all, man.
Oh, okay.
Hold
on one second, Chris. Hold on one second.
All right. Let's see here. Eugene, your line is open too, I believe.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Chilling.
Well, here it is.
Chilling.
And 4521, your line is open too.
Okay, appreciate it.
Let's see here. Do we have Miss ATM?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Chris. What's up, Custom Cut?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Not much. Chizot.
No, I don't see him. Miss ATM. Wow. He must be seriously tied up, boy. All right. Let's see here. I got Comrade. I think your line is open, too.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Comrade? And I just want to let everybody know, Chris, I don't think you know yet. I want you to let everybody know on the phone tonight that we started another Grudge Talk show. You come on 5 days a week. It's mostly for the people that don't work. We start around 7 o'clock in the morning. No, seriously, you go all day till around 6, from 7 in the morning till 6 in the evening. And you can get in touch with Twin from Memphis, and he can give you all the particulars and everything on how to get on. But it's like all day, for real. For real.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Really. You ought to come on every Monday through Friday from 6 in the morning till around 6 in the evening time.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty good, though.
We
had
talk about
one of
that long.
Would you say Eugene?
That wasn't me.
No, it was Cousin Chris. I said, who's going to talk about racing that long?
Hey, we talk about everything. It's not just
we
racing,
do.
Dude.
We
talk
we
about
do.
Everything.
Yeah, we do.
But see, this is the thing. It's all that talk, and really all that talk, the one that stopped racing. If people stop
you've been
talking,
doing it. You've been doing it for 5 years. You just started racing
but
last year.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you this right here. Now, can't nobody on this line right now say Cousin Cuz ain't did a race each year. Each year.
Hey, I race. Just started.
I race.
How many?
All right.
How many?
All right, Jared. All right, Jared. All right,
hey.
3, 7, 5, 0
One race
cool.
is just as good as five.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're right.
No, I mean, it's a lot of talking going on, man. But man, people ain't really racing now. They ain't racing.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, ATM?
I can't call it.
You ain't golfing today?
Man, no. I've been slaving today, man. For real.
Oh, okay.
I sure needed to be, but I had to work today for busting my butt. I'm on my way to... this is Louisiana.
You going around?
On my way to Amita, Louisiana.
Amita?
Amita,
A-B?
Yeah. A-M-I-T-A, I think it is.
Off of 55, right?
Yeah.
A-M-I-T.
Yeah.
When you going over to that distribution center? To that Walmart distribution center over there?
You know what? I don't know. I think I'm going to, well, put like this. It's State Fresh Farm, but I bet it's some type of animal because I got a whole load of boy eggs in buckets.
Oh.
You better go to the chicken farm.
Yeah, it got to be something chicken farm or either like a pink farm or something.
Sanderson Farm is in Hammond. That's Sanderson Farm. That's off of 12.
Well, they got one of Macomb too.
Yeah.
Do they got something like a you know the little animal a mink? M-I-N-C? It's something. It's some type of animal. Because I delivered this once before and it was a mink farm.
Oh, mink?
M-I-N-K? Yeah.
Mink?
Yeah.
Y'all know what they got over there, man.
I know. They got something over there.
Ooh.
Y'all think we Geronimo look good, man?
Huh?
Geronimo look good.
Yeah. All right.
From what I saw on the video.
It was all right.
Yeah. Was it cold?
It wasn't really that bad, but it got cold. I'll tell you what, we had a horrible trip. It was like everything could go wrong went wrong on that trip.
Shit.
Wow.
We left Saturday night. I didn't get home till Monday at 10 o'clock.
What?
Man, it was horrible, dog. Horrible. We just had mishap after mishap.
I'm glad you made it back.
Got another line open. Yeah, I'm not cutting y'all. 2920, man. Your line is open.
That's me, Chris.
Marshall. Yeah, we can hear you.
That's me and Alex on the phone. Who's that?
Oh,
Cups and Cups
was
talking about Alex. He on the phone. I was letting you know.
Oh.
That's
Alex
on the phone.
Yeah.
So is y'all
going to
race, Alex?
CC, you still there?
I'm listening. All I hear was somebody sound like a mouse. I ain't heard Alex. You know, hey. I mean, what's up, Alex?
So, we not going to be able to race or what?
I don't know. You asked the man cut that. I know I'm hearing one thing about the track. You say you hearing another thing, but I'm right down here by it. We'll just see. I mean, I'm not going to. If I do come down there with my bike, I'm not locking in no money. I'm not locking in no money. I may just bring the 14 down there and run.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, wasn't no lock-in needed for nobody else.
Yeah, but you're the one that called me out. I didn't call you out. So, I mean, if you call me out and I want to race you, a lock-in would be pretty simple.
Look. You coming down here to class race anyway, right? And you're going to bring Knight Rider. Bring your bike down here. It's going to be more Grudge bikes down there. If Caesar come down there, you got action. I'm not going to obligate myself on no Grudge race like that. Nobody's doing that no more.
I thought you were a Grudge racer. I'm sorry. I thought you were
I am.
Apparently you're not because you're not going to obligate yourself to be a Grudge racer.
I mean, man, look. Let me clear this up with you. I'm going to go ahead and be straightforward with you. You're not a beast. Your bike is not a beast. I'm not worried about your motorcycle. That's the thing.
That's why you won't lock in. I understand that,
but you sound just as crazy as Squeaky did the other month. I'm not scared of you. If I show up down there, I will race you. I'll call you out for a reason.
That's all we get out of you is a bunch of ifs.
yeah, you're right. But you know what? Who at the top of the food chain?
Definitely not you.
Hey, you ain't beat nobody. So, see, I'm going to tell you this.
I'm definitely not at the top of the food chain.
Wait, hold on. Here goes your excuse if I race you and beat you. Well, something happened to my bike. He wouldn't have never beat you if his bike wouldn't have did this. Man, I don't want to hear that. You see me when you see me.
You ain't never heard me make an excuse. When did I say you heard me make an excuse?
Man, when you spawned, you said that against Mike. You said that against Mike. You spawned.
No, I said he beat me fair and square. I even told him
that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Ask Mike then. Mike, you weren't there, so you wouldn't fucking know.
Well, the camera was right there in your face. You didn't see the video?
You didn't see me say it on camera. Let's see it.
Man, you covered your mouth and said it. I heard the word. I know what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 40 miles away from the track. If Caesar be down there, you got action. If you don't
40
see
miles away from the track and you still can't lock in, that's fucking embarrassing.
I'm 15 hours
from the track and I'm willing to lock in. That's pretty
bad. I don't care nothing about
hometown hero can't do shit. Hometown hero can't do shit. But run his mouth.
Hey, one thing about it, you can't talk me into doing nothing that I don't want to do. Believe that.
When is the Mary Cup race? This weekend?
Next weekend.
Why don't y'all just wait one more weekend and go together?
That ain't no thing. He said he don't even know if he's going to come there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
How far is Gillen from you, Alex?
What's that?
How far is Gillen from you?
4 hours.
Oh,
okay. So really, what Alex is saying is that if he go to any race, it's going to be some hours. It's going to be some hours. So 15 hours ain't no different than 4 hours.
Yeah, that's what you happens when you travel. That's what happens when you travel and race. You actually have to go somewhere. You can't just stay in your backyard and race.
Yeah,
I ain't never been nowhere.
I ain't never been nowhere in my life. That's why right now, ain't nobody going to bet with you if I do run you.
Yep, you're right.
I guarantee you that.
We don't need no one to bet with us. We got our own money.
Yeah.
We don't need no one to bet with us. But it don't matter anyway, because ain't nothing going to happen. So.
Hey, we'll see. And I ain't none of Cobra Commander. I ain't gonna run out of night. I ain't none of Cobra now.
Yeah.
At least that's what he said.
Yeah, he might have. Who knows?
Well, yeah. I mean, but you called them out on the internet. I mean, you ain't got no race with them? Cocaine bike?
What bike that?
Cocaine and Cobra. I saw something on the internet talking about you want to race them.
Oh, yeah. We trying to work that out. So.
Oh, okay. Y'all still working it out. Mm.
Well, he's trying to take a season and see if they're going to get a passes in before then, so that's not on me.
Oh, okay. But you ready for any one of them?
Yeah. Unlike you, I'm not scared to lose because I've lost before and I'll lose again, so it don't really matter to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hot,
I don't worry about other bikes or what they're doing over there, man. I just worry about me.
Okay. You got a nice speech there, buddy. I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, probably never happen, so you probably got to keep on waiting.
Hey, Alex, what up?
Alex talking cash money today. I ain't never heard him talk this much.
Oh, Kevin.
I was going in on Jerry.
It's really funny.
Y'all really get a kick out of somebody come on here just giving me the business, eh? But, you know, the week after the race, they had stink. Come on, man. I tell you this right here. The week after the race, you couldn't pull Alex back on this line.
Probably not. I hate wasting my fucking time. That's all I do is waste my time with you. So, You definitely couldn't pull him back on the side of the game.
You got them for him every time, man.
Okay. The last man who put his foot in his mouth. Okay.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, you ever ran across that head ass you bought, man, that Gen 2 head?
I didn't hear what you said.
Have you ever run across that head you supposed to be looking out for me, that Gen 2 head?
Oh, I did, and I forgot to get back with you on it. I thought you already came across one already.
You still got it? Oh, I'm still looking, man.
There's a partner of mine that had it. I can call him real quick and see if he still has it, let you know tonight.
Yeah.
I think he won a 6 for it.
Cool. It never been touched, right?
No, it's not.
Cool, that's what I want.
Well, call me after the show's over, whatever, I'll let you know.
All right. I'll send the money to you tomorrow if you still have it.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Alex, I mean, since we asked about parts and stuff, these custom cuts, I want to know if you got something. I know you do a lot of machine work, and I need this one part. I need, like, an aluminum heart that I can put inside your chest when I get finished with you.
Wow.
I mean, can you make one?
You paying up for it, I'll machine it for you.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I don't think you can afford it, but I'll make it.
Oh, wow. It's going to your chest or something. I'll make anything in my payment, mate.
This is funny. I've never ever added something this much. You know, I bring the best out of people. I bring the best out of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Can't wait till the man comes. Yeah, we ain't going to get to run the bike that.
Hey, since you run so many bikes, how about we do a little side wager? You tell me if you're interested or not. We'll count all our races for 2015, win or losses. Whoever has a better record pays up for 2,500.
Man, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
You race so much. You class race. No, I'm not talking about class race. I'm talking about just grudge race. Because I don't race nobody, you race everybody, so I should be shooting 2,500 for you.
No, I don't need money like that. I don't need money like
that.
I don't need money like that. But I know this right here. I know I did more than you last year. I know I did more than you last year. You only did one.
You don't know what I did last year because I don't put all my shit on the internet like you do in 5 minutes.
Wait, hold on. I don't need to be a hero. Chris. Do I own a video camera?
Zero.
I don't never post no video of my races. Everybody else does. Because everybody else is proud of me. You don't have a fan base. I do.
I don't need a fan base.
Your line is open, too.
The only thing you know for is standing in front of a lathe machine. That's it.
Well.
That's it. I mean, I'm known for getting in people's behind, you know, doggone digging up in them with this doggone Caesar motorcycle. Doggone it.
Yeah.
You know that. That's why you want to run me. You know that. Beating me is a milestone, buddy.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey,
you have combo headphone numbers?
I don't know. I think
Steve
might have.
Well, he was trying to get
in.
I'd already had somebody on the line. I can't get him.
He's trying
to get on.
I got something for him. You got it,
Chris? Doing it? Copperhead.
I think I may have a couple of years. I looked at my phone.
Mom, you better start that zipper, boy. You were running off the road. You better wake up.
Who's trying to get in contact with him?
No, that ain't me.
Now, is somebody running on the zipper?
No, that ain't me. I have my phone on me.
Hey, nobody running on the zipper. You hit my truck. That was you hit.
All right, that's why I forgot that cat. That's that big cat. Alex, is there any way that we can possibly, can you work your schedule out to do the race the 18th? I mean, is it that hard for you to get there the 18th? I had planned to come over there.
I mean, that's what I was working towards. I mean, if you'll do that, I'll go ahead and lock that in. I'll lock that in with you tomorrow with Chris. If you'll come to his race, the 18th, I'll lock the money in tomorrow with Chris, and we can do it then. Because I'd rather do it then. Because the man cup, man, it's so iffy. We may get down there, and they may push us all the way to the last 20 minutes. I mean, if you're willing to do that, I mean, set aside some of your busy machining to do it 18. I'll lock it in tomorrow. Sir?
Is he still on?
Oh, man, don't tell me we lost him.
Marshall.
I'm still here.
Marshall on, he should be on.
Hey, I'm still here.
Did you hear me, Alex?
No, I did. I really wasn't convinced. What'd you say?
Oh, man, I gotta go through all this again. Okay, here's what I said. if you can find it in your schedule to hold off until the 18th, I don't mind locking that in. I said, the man's cup, you know, the man's cup, I done been to it several times. And you know how they are about grudging. If anything, if any oil downs, or if anybody fall or anything, they're going to push us way to the back. You already know. I mean, I used to support the man's cup, but, man, last time I went there, I paid all that money. We got one tag, and it shut it down.
But, I mean, you ain't going to pay no money if I pay your tech card.
No, that's $100 to run.
Huh?
It's $100 to grudge, I guess, whatever they call the little grudging part. It's $100.
Yeah.
You got to see them coming through the gate.
Yeah, I know how much it is.
Yeah, and then we made one pass, and they cut the lights off on us and said, you know what, that's it. And you know, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I mean.
And you know, these new owners now at this track, so, man, I'm going to tell you, a lot done changed down here. You're going to see it when you get down here. A lot done changed. And you're going to be, you'll see. A lot of that.
Well,
Miss Kim don't run it down here. The other guy running it. It's going to change.
I
just want you to know that. I mean, if we have an hour or something to do it, it's okay. But I'm willing to lock the race in the 18th tomorrow with Chris if you're willing to come to Gillis. I mean, if you can find your busy schedule of machining and welding and stuff, I mean, to come, I really appreciate it.
I might think about that, but I really got to think about it because I'm driving back from Florida that Friday. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to turn right back around and drive back out Saturday morning to go to that race.
I mean, but if we lock in the race and it's worth your while, I don't see why not. I mean, you do have your pops there to drive for you. I don't see why, you know, why not.
Yeah.
I mean, sir. I mean, I'm saying all the right stuff right now. You just let me know. You're my friend on Facebook. Just let me know. We ain't got to blast it all out. Just let me know.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I'm going to go to that race. If I knew I was going, I was...
I thought at one time you told Chris you was going to come, but, you know.
Hello?
All right, we've been there.
Bud Lime is on, too.
Who?
Miss Bud Light Lime.
Miss Bud Light Lime. Put a handle on it. Mrs. Bud Light Lime.
Mrs. Bud Light Lime.
That's that turkey neck eating lady right there. She loves the turkey neck. Lord, she loves the turkey neck.
I love some what?
Turkey neck.
Oh, yes. Love some turkey necks.
Yeah.
I hadn't been on here in a while. I had to call in.
Oh, boy.
CC, what you say, old boy?
I'm cooking chicken. I am in front of the stove. I am cooking chicken and wow, this is crazy. Why is y'all... Wow.
You had fun cooking chicken.
No, I'm just saying, I say that because I'm in here cooking chicken and stuff, you know, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, can I ask you a question? I'm going to be upfront with you. Okay, this is what I don't understand. You got a call-out page. Every Tuesday you do a call-out between two bikes.
Correct.
Okay. You put me on there against Priceless.
Yep.
At an 8 mile track, and you know we got quarter horses. I don't understand why you couldn't do that at a 1/4 mile track, which that's what everybody want to see. That's what everybody.
Well,
wanna see. Nobody want to see.
I said if you would have listened, I said I would like for the race to be done at my race because it's an 8th mile track, May 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And then I further said, if you don't have to do it there, it can be at any other track. Now, if you listen to the whole message, and I just felt because you had a race with Cheetah on the 8th mile track in Albany, so your bike can run the 8th mile track in Albany, your bike can run the 8th mile track in Union, so what's wrong with the 8th mile track anywhere
okay.
else?
Okay, now I'm going to answer that question. First of all, everybody in this race game know the Cheetah bike ain't squat. That's the only reason why I want to run him in 8 mile. He gets no respect. That's the weakest motor. That's the weakest booster, all motor booster out there. So that's the only reason. I'm going to tell you this right here. I give respect to Price's motorcycle. I won't dare run him in the 8 mile because you know what? I need time to either catch up or either pull away. That's it.
Basically, what the call out, it gives you the opportunity to say yes or no. It doesn't say that you're obligated to race anybody. It's just a race that I, in my opinion, feel like that I want to see. And,
okay.
you know, some people can say he said yes and that he would do the race in the 8th mile. You the one said no. So I feel he felt like his bike can, you know, I feel like if all bikes can go out of Piedmont, you can get Eddie Kane, you can get Kingpin, you can get Billy Mays, you can get all them bikes to run an 8th mile that's
mm-hmm.
just as fast as your bike. I don't understand what's the difference between your bike and there.
Okay, let me, I'm gonna tell everybody on the phone this right here. When I went to the shop, I didn't pay for 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 gears, 1 through 3. I paid the 6 gears. Okay, I want to see all my gears go through the 1/4 mile. I didn't pay for half of a motor. The people who run the 8 got half a motor. That's it. They love to hang around the 8 mile. I want prices in the 1/4 mile. So you know what? If I lose, y'all can laugh just like you did with Eddie Kane. Or you can sit here and get excuses the reason why he lost against me.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't have an issue with what y'all guys do with it. I just threw out there what I would like to see personally
okay.
in mine. Now, if y'all guys
yeah.
decide to do it at another 1/4 mile track, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you and him will have to come to means to exactly where you guys want to do it at.
Okay. And I ain't want to step on your toes tonight. You know, you real cool with me. But I want to ask you a question. This is my own personal call out. When is Bud Light Lime going to call somebody out this year?
We called you out. I told you to give us 2 in the break.
Whoa. Wait, this ain't a give me call out.
No, but
Everybody,
with your caliber, as you say, with your caliber and your king of bike, and we on a little street tie, and we just only do a 68 inches long, I mean, to make it a fair race, I mean, you got your stipulations, why can't we have ours?
Oh, wow, this is crazy, man. I need to get in something else. This is crazy. Street tie want me to give them 2 in the break.
You just out there, and you was tripping about Terrell racing you. That was crazy. So I'm just saying, why would I even agree to race you a split head up when you just told Terrell that's like the dumbest thing that he can come up with?
Because everybody knows he's the only clown at the racetrack walking around something he can beat a flat kid with a street tie. Y'all, I know the only reason why you saying that because you got the same phase, but y'all, you already know. You don't see the ticket on my motorcycle. You already know I passed it. You already know.
I don't have an issue with anybody getting on call out or even calling out Bud Light Line. If they ask for a race, we're gonna answer. We're gonna say a yay or nay. It's never a debate to whether we were racing anybody. Somebody gotta win, somebody gotta lose.
You already know the reason why I'm not gonna compete with y'all motorcycle against mine. But I will say this right here. I feel like this now, you being a female and me being custom cut, I feel like I can get 3 of the top notch models out and beat 3 of your top notch models.
Hey, look, you want to bet some money on that?
You
want to bet some money on
that?
We could do
Cause
that.
Because first of all, okay, if you put your model, if you would have put your model with Amy, you told her to bust her grill, it'd have been over with. First of all,
man, ain't nobody.
You told her to bust that grill open, it'd have been over with.
Come on,
over. So that's the first one. She out.
That's
so
crazy.
You brought it up, not me.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you this right here. I'm not even gonna stoop to that level, even talking about Amy, because I don't know Amy like that.
Well, then you brought it up. You said you bet you can get the three top models.
And I just said three top models. I didn't say against. I didn't say nothing negative about your model. I just said three against three. Let's do it. Now,
let's do it.
The bashing. So this is the thing right here. I don't know Amy. It's not even on that level. I mean, she's sweet to me. But I will challenge you. Get three of your bags against three of my bags. I'm going to tell you. I don't think you want to go there. We can bet whatever and let the grudge racers decide.
Hey, I'm down.
Well, you know what? We better not let the grudge racers decide because they're already on your side. So you and me.
What? Why are they on my side?
Let me be a judge. I want to be a judge on this one. I want to be a judge.
Why they got to be on my side?
No. This is the thing right here.
What we can do is we can put them out. We're going to know who brought who. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we already know Amy can't be involved in
it. No, I didn't say I was going to bring Amy.
You know, because I'm going to tell you this right here. And leave all your clothes on. No skin.
Exactly.
All your clothes on.
What the hell? Whatever. Next discussion. Next. We want to see some damn skin. The hell with that.
Come on, man. I mean, you know, come on. Really? Yeah.
Oh, no, you lost your mind, cousin. You crazy.
No, man, that's a joke. She gonna bring them women there with thongs and stuff on, man. Come on, man.
So what?
I'm just saying, man, they got a wedding plan.
You crazy, cousin.
Wow.
You crazy.
Wow, this is
crazy. I knew you was crazy.
I'm just saying, man, I want an equal playing field, man. I'll get mine.
I'm not even, I don't got a debate with him. I can bring him with clothes on.
No, we don't want to see him with clothes on. Damn that.
Hey, look, he sit here talking. He failed to forget Chardonnay worked the Kings of Diamond was on for Love Ray J. You know, I got a few hookups better than what you think now.
Hey, don't make me bring hoops down here.
Hey, bro, you said three. So that's one. You still got a couple more to go.
Man, come on. Okay. All right. Okay. You keep playing. Now, if you really want to hype a race up, that's what we need to do. We need to
get it. Don't matter to me.
You already know on this phone line, you ain't got nothing but a bunch of paymouthers. So that's all they do. That's all they do. And you know that person.
Gary Jones. Hey, Mr. Bud Light Lime got this three time bike. What happened to your three time booster?
Who?
That one you had at the adopted about 2 years ago.
What's
the name of that bike? Why you can't race up with Nino?
Because I don't own that bike. I don't ride that bike no more.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was your bike. I'm sorry.
That ain't my bike. I don't ride that bike no more. And Antonio can tell you. I've been said that.
Yeah, he said that.
I know Antonio. I didn't know. My bad. Yeah. I wonder why when she was talking about her street tire bike now. She comes and says, I got a street tire bike.
Oh, man.
That bike ain't been able to make it down the track for a minute.
That bike ain't made it down the track.
You know, I don't know what to say about that guy with that bike.
That bike ain't went down the track because I beat Tootie over there in Phoenix City with Antonio standing behind him. It's on the internet. Tootie versus Custom Cut. That's the last time that bike won.
That's two different motorcycles.
Oh, boy.
But let me ask you this, Custom Cut. So, like Buck did with his races, you not going past Valdosta.
You saying like Buck?
Are you going past Valdosta to race anybody?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Because it's like Buck put out his schedule for Jeremy because he got to pretty much go by with Jeremy's schedule. Okay, mm-hmm. you got to look travel like you know you only travel here or there. It would be better if you pretty much say, okay, this where I'm going to be and where, so people would know where you're going to be at. So if they decide they want to try to do a race with you, then they know exactly where you're going to be at because you always promoting just Valdosta and the Man Cup, Valdosta the Man Cup. And really nothing else.
You promoting the Man Cup no more, though, because they held the Man Cup.
No, man, the Man Cup, I mean, man, that's totally different now. But I tell you what, the only reason why I didn't put a schedule out is because I feel like I'm not on that level. I'm not on that level to put a schedule out. Don't nobody want to know what Custom Cuts going to be. Y'all don't want to know where I'm going to be at. Y'all going to, but you will know. You will know.
I need to know where
you're going to
be at. I need to laugh.
Like, I'm going to be at Grudge Fest. Now act like you retarded and say something.
Hey, that's gonna be a lot of traveling for you. You're going to Gillum and he ain't gonna make grub, man. You know, grub band is the day after Gillum. Yep. That Sunday, you know what? That's a physical after ride. It got three twenty on it right now, and you just said you can't beat Price, so Price has decided to say, okay, you know what, I'm gonna come to Phoenix City. So you just basically told it on yourself, so they automatically mean you're gonna lose, right?
Okay.
So right, this is an eighth mile track.
Really, who side you on right now? We got
you just said I'm going back. This is what you just said. You said your bike is made to go through all six gear, and you just said you got your bike done to wearing six gears. So you gonna need to catch prices up in a quarter mile. Catch up with him. I'm just asking a question, so I can know exactly where to bet at.
I wouldn't run prices in Phoenix City because really nobody don't really want to see them kind of races in the 8 mile. Me versus Willie Brown, yeah, that's a pretty good matchup. Willie best race is in the 8 mile because he got a boatload of crap. I was trying to put horsepower down in Albany, and I messed up.
It wasn't a fault.
I shouldn't have got out there too early, but we had a time limit, and that's my mistake. That's my mistake. I should have waited till the track came around because Bo Diddley went down the track clean.
Bo Diddley made a hell of a thing.
Yeah, but he ain't got no. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, for 1 second, man. I had a person on hold here for a second. Let me open up the line here and let him in. 3596, and your line is open. 3596, the line is open. All right, we got 9499. Your line is open.
Like this for y'all no more.
9499, your line is open.
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, listening.
Okay. All right, tell them y'all.
I got something to say about Antonio. Antonio, now you know once the salt bike come out, you know Bo Diddley. I mean, I would like to see that race between the salt bike and the.
You ain't even got that.
Put our respect. Oh, okay. I mean, okay. All right. Because that'd be, you know what? Really, that'd be like Killzone versus the salt bike. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know.
Man, y'all got kills on both the pitch of him fake bread.
What you say? Kills on versus the somebody.
Hey, tell him they make zero turns now. He ain't got to push the whole ground.
Yeah.
I mean, tell him they make zero turns.
Kills on got out of race and got his seat. Hey, man, with it.
No,
hey,
he got bounced. I think everybody need to pitch in on this line and pitch in and have skills on to bring them bouncy houses to the next race. Yeah, no, for real, I think we need to pitch in and hire skills on to bring the bouncy houses.
For what?
At least he won't go across in the other lane. Yeah.
Well, anyway, what happened in the rock? Did anybody raise?
Nope. Did what now?
Did anybody race in the rock? Did at least one race go down?
Yeah, they had a couple of races that went down.
Oh, Lotto
was
shake down. Who was on here?
I don't know. That's the other one that did the racing.
I want to know, did Terrell go down the track? All that bragging he was doing about he got a bike put up somewhere.
Yeah, I went down the track. I sure did.
Oh, that went down the track? Hey,
yeah, I sure
Caleb
did.
On your bike. Caleb was on your bike.
Yep.
So
I got
is that the bike? So is that the bike you plan on
You have reached
with?
The voice.
Hey, man, we ain't gonna lock in, man. We ain't got nothing to talk about, Jerry.
Oh, man, I ain't nobody finna lock in on something they don't see.
But
come
you
on,
ain't
man.
Even gonna be there. You ain't gonna even be there May 9th. So why are you talking about racing your period anyway?
Yeah, you said I wasn't gonna show up in Orlando. But look who was sitting in front of you.
Hey, man.
There you go.
Look at all that noise.
What is that?
Hey, Jared, you give us that back up, boy, and we'll take you to the court. I promise you that.
Well, here we go. Everybody tonight wants me to give them something.
You know what I'm sitting on? I'm sitting on straight, though.
No, and I asked you, is that the bike you want me to give you the back time with? All you got to do is just say,
oh,
no,
man, no, that's Chris's bike. You got to talk to Chris about that. That ain't my bike.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. That's why I asked, and you got smart. You know, I'm just saying, what? Send me a picture. You got my number. Send me a picture of the bike you're talking about.
The Blackout 1000, the Blackout. That's the one I'm going to run you with.
And you want the back tie to the quarter?
That's all I want is the back tie.
To the quarter.
What is that noise?
Probably with a radio.
Probably. That's all I want, my boy. That's it.
So, you know, I'm now this is a question.
Hey, Chris, you
got
to mute your phone. Say that, Chris, and mute your phone.
Hey, Korea.
Huh?
Hey, I'll wait for some of that noise. I got something to ask you.
I'm going to need to mute their phone, man. We'll have to wait on something else.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead, Red.
You got to mute your phone. You got a lot of noise on it.
No, hell, I ain't. I muted my phone. I just unmuted.
Oh.
I'm going to mute that bitch, but
I don't know who it is there.
That's probably Bud Light Lime.
No, that ain't me.
I can't hear by name if we find it. That's probably Antonio.
I put my phone.
Antonio, hey,
what's up, Terrell?
Chilling.
All right, Quinn. Yeah, went away. Appreciate it, Chris.
Okay.
Go ahead, what's good?
Okay, here's what I want to ask you, Terrell. Just the thing, if everything go down right, I mean, where are you trying to do this race at?
At the Big 8 race.
At the Big 8, okay. Now, here's what the deal I'm going to make with you. If it's raining in the forecast of South Carolina, I'm not going up there. If it's talking about rain that week, and that decision is going to be made the week of the race. If it's rain up there, I will call you and we will lock this in. You already know how we did in Orlando. Everybody all good. Right, as long as I deal with y'all. I ain't dealing with that other cat. I deal with y'all.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
What Big 8 race is that?
In Reynolds, May 9th.
In Reynolds. May 9th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you said South Carolina.
No,
yeah,
I'm saying,
it's another race that's going on in South Carolina, too.
Oh,
he's supposed to be at Warshow. He's saying if it rained at Warshow, he's coming to run.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, y'all got to understand. Now, I mean, I done created this brand that people want to see, and a lot of people can't. A lot of people are not able to do that. My example is like Terrell. He's trying to build his brand, and I can't knock him for that. But stop knocking up the tree. Stop knocking on the tree that you can't get up, Terrell. You can't beat me.
Hey, listen, my man. Hey, Jerry, I ain't about to talk to you the other night. I done beat you four times, but those records don't count, huh?
No, they don't count unless you on season. How many times you done beat season?
Okay, cool. All right, cool. So that's all matter. I done beat you four times, regardless. So, I mean, I ain't worried about that.
Hey, Jerry, okay, don't. Huh? Just lock it in. Just call it, lock it in. But I mean, ain't no need me talking about it. You said you'll give us a raise.
Hey, hold on. First of all, your name don't hold no weight on this line, because you the same man that got on here talking about what you were going to do. What
man,
you were going to do 2 months ago.
Hold on. Stand it out, Jerry. Don't start that shit tonight, man. We just want to get a little free raise off, you know what I'm talking about? See if we can win or see if we can get by. If we don't get by, then you still the champ. But if we get by,
Hold on. You said still the champ. Yes, sir. Here we go. Yes, sir.
The world heard it. Yeah, you said you the champ. I mean, you be still the champ. But then if that street time get by your ass, then what you think?
Hey, are y'all really hoping on that? Are y'all really?
Nah, we betting on that shit, nigga. Shit, we betting on that.
Hey, first of all, Terrell is your nephew or cousin?
That's my cousin.
Okay, well, you know what? Get ready to bury him, because after he loses this race right here, that's what you're gonna want to do. It ain't the motorcycle.
Jerry,
it's your cousin.
Hey, Jerry,
it's your cousin.
Jerry, listen, Jerry, let me tell you one thing about this shit, man.
We do this
all the time. This just racing, bro. It's fun. It's something to do. We don't live off it. You know what I mean?
But why? Y'all need to focus on Bo Diddley and stop focusing on me. I'm not a threat.
Damn Bo Diddley, man. You want to race, so damn Bo Diddley. I mean, we ain't got time for that.
Wait, what
you mean
he didn't want to race? Bo Diddley didn't say he didn't want to race?
Yeah, dude, he told me he didn't want to risk it, dude.
I bet I can make that race happen.
I tell you what. Tell him being Atmo Sunday, goddamn. You tell him that.
You make that happen.
We ain't asking for nothing. You make that happen. Meet us at Atmo Sunday. He got a race, bro.
He been there every Sunday since then.
Hey, listen. And we're going to be to that business center, hoping to catch his ass there, homeboy. You think we just be talking to Jerry Jones? You ought to know by now, bro.
I know y'all some true racers, whether y'all lose all the time or not. You know, it's got to be winners and it's got to be losers. Y'all just on the other side of the token. That's it.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, we're going to run with that street time.
Get their jaw pulled away from their skull. That's what they're going to do. Well, you ain't going to outrun that motorcycle. Y'all going to get the jaw pulled away from their skull.
I tell you what, Jerry Jones. You just hit me up, tell me what you're going to bet, and then I'll lock that in with you on that too.
That ain't no problem. We ain't never had a problem about no bread, but you're going to get your jaw
pulled
away from your skull.
Listen, brother. Bread, you know what I mean? Because I ain't going to bet no more than I can lose no goddamn way. I ain't that type of goddamn gambler, bro. I ain't that big a fool. If you can make that happen Sunday, no doubt. Just hit me up in my inbox. Bro, you got a bet.
Okay. But what I'm saying, Chris, I mean, man, I've been knowing you for a long time, and it'd be less of a man for me to tell you, look, you're going to get your jawbone pulled away from your skull messing with that motorcycle, man.
I'm glad you feel like that. That means I can get a little something from you.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I bet you won't lock in for that main night. The same gonna happen to you.
Man, wow, it's always ending up back to me.
It's always
yeah.
like
Antonio, all day
Antonio,
long.
Who you like? Antonio, who you like? The street tie or the flat slick? By what you saw.
Yeah, they run Bo Diddley with a street tie. I got to go Bo Diddley.
Just inbox me, Tony. You got a bet, too.
Shit, you got my number, just call me. Matter of fact, man, you're locking the same thing, man. Let that lock in on every race. But that can tell you what it is.
That
yeah.
was a bet. That's a bet. I know what it is.
Some stuff you
that's
just can't do. That's like like a pro street talking about they'll outrun a pro mod. They may outrun.
Man,
Listen, man.
How hard ain't plumbing no motherfucking Kool-Aid, nigga. When we turn that light on, we're going to show you that.
Oh, boy, yeah. That's the same
thing. Don't get me wrong, Chris. I don't take nothing away from y'all street side body. Y'all street side body running good. But to say you're going to jump out there and be the flat slick that we know flying, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about it, two things for sure. You got a pick. And one thing about it, we're gonna show our opinion. We can't talk about our opinion. You know what I mean? When we show our opinion, then you're gonna be like, God damn, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. And you're gonna be the same one giving Terrell a whooping when he get home. You gonna be the same one giving him a whooping.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna blow all the way back, and I'm gonna be drinking. You feel me? And still having a good time, bro. We ain't losing motherfucking drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
That shit don't hurt my feelings, man. Call lose a damn race, man. That shit happens, man.
I know how you look when you lose. I know how you look. Trust me. I know how you look when you lose, and I know how Terrell look when he lose. I'm going to tell you, you're barking up the wrong tree with that boy now. Leave him alone.
Hey, that's cool, bro. That's cool.
Right.
Listen. Hold on. Listen at this. Why are you trying to talk us not the running man? Huh? We finna get a man to fitness,
boy.
We finna get a man to fitness, man.
I'm saying be smart. I mean,
man,
be smart. Sit the bike up.
We real smart. Sit. You think we dumb?
Well, you really want me to answer that?
Yeah, I want you to answer, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. Y.E.S. Yes, if you mess with Bo Diddley with that flat stick, because once he sticks the foot there, you ain't going to pull around heels on. I mean, Bo Diddley.
Hey, listen. Who said he going to stick the foot up?
Okay.
Hold on, Jerry Joe. Yeah. I caught your ass one time before on that same stick the foot shit, didn't it? Sticking for ticking.
But you know what? As Squeaky would say, taught me a long time ago, he said, I lose $50 to gain 500. Leave that now. I lose 50 to get 500 later on. And you know what? When we got to Orlando,
you talking about a race, and we talking about the light. That's two different things.
I said 60 foot. That flat slick is going to 60 foot you, Jack. Man, don't go out there. Don't go out there. Stop. Look, this is the thing. I admire you want to race a lot of people.
Hey, Jerry, look.
Can't tell you nothing.
Look,
okay.
Exactly. Please, thank you.
Okay.
Don't talk us out, man. Talk us into it. That's what you need to be doing.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, don't it make sense?
You ain't making no sense, Peter, right now, because you started talking about the wrong motherfucking thing. Just get the apple, and then you talk about the Nick Wins when you don't got this bird talk.
Okay.
And then you tell me how stupid I was.
Okay, all right. I see right now we got a family full of hard here.
And I be on Real Talk next week, win, lose, motherfucking draw. I ain't going in no corner hot.
Okay, we got a family full of hard heads. I'm sitting here trying to tell y'all something, man. Apples for apples, man. Listen to Custom Cuts this one time. Don't go out there and make yourself work hard, Jack. Don't make yourself work hard, man. Put what he got on there and go at it. But you're going to have to do everything right to outrun that man. Everything right. You can't slip. But you know what? You got a hard head.
Once he do everything right and get by then, what you going to say there? What you going to tell Bo Diddley?
You know what? If he set up like Bo Diddley, I'm going to congratulate him. But if he get out there...
No. We're going to be set up on a damn street guy.
Okay.
Hey, what you going to say then?
Okay.
I'm saying, what you going to say then?
Okay. Like I do every week, congratulations. You overcame the odds.
That's all I'm going to say. But just like he was sitting on Tupac and then smiling motorcycles, he didn't do everything right.
Man, listen. You started talking about some other shit last week. And dude got on the phone and told you why you got there when he talked. You know what I mean? He told you that the bike was messed up, and then he told you to tell it. He said, tell her, Jack, that it's ready, and call out whoever he wanted to call out. So what the problem with that, Jay, though?
Okay, we'll see. I mean, I can't.
Look, hold on. Turn my head up, Jared. God damn, I'm still got. I'm trying to have a couple more chilling, man. Ain't coming nothing loose, man.
Okay, all right. I mean, I see. I can't tell y'all then.
Well, you ain't gonna.
Hey, is that boy that a quarter mile track or eighth mile track?
Mark, is that Marvin?
Yeah, that's Fish.
Okay, Marvin. Jack on the street tie against Bo Dillon. I mean, for
I like
real, if that race happened, who would you bet with?
I like Lil Jack.
Yeah, of course you're going to say that. You probably done paid over a PayPal or something.
I like Lil Jack.
What race you talking about? Again, Bo Dillon, Chris. We're gonna fight it with Kiki.
With
Kiki? I thought that was Blackout.
No, Blackout ain't came out. That's who
they're fighting. You'll see him in a minute. That's what I'm gonna put on your
ass.
Jack said, Kiki Slope. Blackout is Kiki Slope.
Kiki and
Crayfight. Yeah, it's not the blue and white bike with the street fight.
Let me run that with the 14.
I bet you won't.
Look, what bike
you
trying to run and dealing with?
Listen, man.
You say you
would
do what with Kiki?
Running with Steven.
I tell you what, you got the black tie.
With Steven?
No, he said that 14.
You got the black tie.
That 14 in the shop.
What you said? You said that, now ain't nobody brought that up but you.
All right, new subject. Did anybody go on the DD race this weekend? Damn.
Share the grow race. Where's that, Tonio?
Shady Side.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, John, what you want to do, man? You want to try that 14 with the little bike, or what you going to do?
No, that's just a bracket bike, man. I'm just talking. That's just a bracket bike. Beyond that, the man.
As you tell me, get in the corner. You got 15 minutes, be quiet. Put your nose on the wall and don't turn around. Yeah, don't turn around. If you turn around, you got three licks.
Okay, hey, Chris. So y'all gonna raise Bo Dillon with Kiki, right?
But no.
We're gonna try it, Mark. We're gonna try it.
Okay.
If he come out there Sunday, we're gonna try. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Hell.
Okay. But y'all gonna raise Jared with Blackout when it come out.
Street time.
Jared gonna sit on their backside. Street time.
Yeah. That's a good race. I'll probably interrupt.
I got one more call in here, man. 5838. Your line is open. 5838, your line is open. All right, you guys can carry on.
Yeah.
But everybody don't seen that video that Ad found out trying to put out. Who is that dude? I don't know, talking about $35 Rock should have been getting out free hot dogs.
Huh? Oh yeah. He got Lee. Somebody named Lee on the back of his letter.
Oh yeah, that's Terry. That's Terry from Virginia.
Yeah, he's talking about hot dogs. And soda. That was good.
So, Jack, you were there. How was the track?
It was cool.
I got to call my buddy Bubba. I believe they've been dudes with me. They put a video on
Facebook,
and that 14 was damn flying. On that damn video I seen today, the 14 didn't even goddamn get
out of
the track. It
wasn't
shit for
some. Yeah, oh, talking about the
fine
down one?
Yeah.
Boy, that might leave, boy.
Jesus,
that might leave.
What bike is that?
That
Chevrolet. Oh, that Chevrolet, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get it to go in gear, boy. That bike's there fast.
It looked like it
leaves
real smooth.
They locked in with Latino, right?
Yeah, it's locked in with Brian now. And I think they're gonna run Brunt with Brunt. They're gonna run Brunt with the 14 and Metal Militia with Cold War. One thing about all them bikes, you damn truckers, you can tell when they going down the track, all them stuff is sound funny as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really good.
Billy May sound like that too.
I know it. That's why I said they sound funny as hell, but you can tell when they bikes going down the track.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
How did Billy Mays look over there, Jack?
Not that fast. Not his first pass. I didn't see the second pass.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't look that fast.
So I say he got two bottles on. I get one of for
absent. Yeah. They didn't have it turned it up. Slick bike didn't look that good to me either, to be honest.
Who didn't?
Slick.
Oh, really? No, it didn't sound good. It broke.
Maybe because they wasn't putting no power down. But,
yeah, because it broke up, too.
They probably had them bikes on safe mode for that track.
Yeah, probably did, yeah. But that night when the sun went down, boy, the track. Man, the track was terrible.
I started getting up that Saturday morning, driving up there for the bed, I said.
No.
Shit, I would have been mad as hell when I got to the gate.
Yeah, $35 to get in.
Bro, let me tell you something. $35 I would have had my wife with, but that would have been $70. I would have turned my black ass around, put that $70 back in my gas tank and came back home.
Yeah.
It was $80 for the tech car.
Job,
he made a kill.
It was what for the tech car?
80?
It was
80.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that ain't nothing, man. That's all I ever heard even before I went to the Rock for the first time that they hired them.
Hey,
is someone asleep? Man, somebody's snoring, man. That's a
Jay,
damn shame.
Jay, you hung up?
Somebody's asleep.
Somebody's asleep?
Yeah.
Conrad, that's you.
They stopped that.
Hey, see, let me see who that could be, man. Somebody, you said somebody's geek.
Yeah, they saw it.
And it ain't me, Chris.
Oh, my goodness. That's a damn shame, man.
Everybody be quiet. Let me see who it is. I can find out who's. Is that them doing that hit sound or?
That sounds like somebody playing around.
Okay.
There it is.
They just playing around. Okay.
Yeah, I believe they just playing around too.
Hey,
Lajay. Yo.
Your bike wasn't right. The reason your Yamaha didn't run earlier that day.
Say it again.
I said, what happened with your Yamaha? Y'all didn't run.
No. No, we didn't do it. Nobody raced in Rockingham, man. Nobody.
That's a shame, man. Wow.
Draw that money.
Oh, that long drive.
Right. It was 8.5 hours for me. And I went by myself.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy.
I still don't say you guys to stop my traveling. I do.
Say that again, Chris?
I still don't think they can top my traveling than I do.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Now, nah, right here. When those guys come out of Louisiana and come up to the Carolina, them guys do some ride.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, what up?
You going to Gilliam?
Nah, because, you know, Fanny Finnegrill says it's all that fun.
Yeah, see, I want to come to y'all race too, but I know if I go to Gilliam, I ain't gonna make it to Kansas City.
You got a plan going back home though, unless you go.
Right, if they don't leave Gilliam at 4 o'clock that morning, by the time they get to Kansas City, from out there, it's gonna be a waste of time.
Really?
Like, that's a long drive, bro.
Hey, and so
they
leave
at 4 o'clock that morning.
Which way are you talking about going? I mean,
it's only one way to go. Come across 20, when you get to Meridian, shoot across 80 to Montgomery, come up 85.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't go out nowhere and come down nowhere else and come into it, or that's probably the
nah.
About the fastest.
That's
the best way. Come 80 out of Meridian and come right down, be right there to it.
Yeah, when you get to Meridian, you got, 2.5-3 hours
before
you even get to Montgomery.
Yeah.
From out there to Shreveport, you got right at 5.5 hours before you even get to Meridian.
Yeah, about
how far are you
getting
from
Shreveport?
The truck is actually before you get to Meridian. Like, yeah.
It's on the top part of Shreveport, Tony. About 30 minutes.
If you leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'll get to Phoenix City no later than 2:33 o'clock, which would be a good time. But you wait to 8 o'clock that morning, 9 o'clock that morning to leave Gillis, you might want to go to that.
Why don't you go to Phoenix City first, Blood Jack?
How are you going to do that?
Because what time y'all start resting?
Phoenix City on the 19th.
Gilliam
on the
18th. Oh. Okay. Oh. I thought Phoenix City.
Phoenix City, it's going to be a weekend. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Like, Saturday, they're going to let you come in and you're going to set up, you know, set the trails up and all that. Cause Marvin, you ain't never been to Phoenix City, have you?
Yeah. I went last year.
Okay. So you
already
know.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It oh, my goodness. It's insane. So Phoenix City is Sunday, right?
Yeah, Phoenix. That's the only thing I hate about Phoenix City grew up in. They have most of
them. Oh, okay. I may go there then. Yeah.
I tell you what. Those of y'all been to that 7-Eleven race up in Huntsville, Alabama?
No, but I've heard about it.
That's our packed Phoenix City, people. Huntsville might have more people, but it'd be a lot of people. I'm talking about you got people fogging down the road. People have to go pick up on golf carts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris.
Yo.
Phoenix City be like Hattiesburg.
Okay.
But, hold on, but more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, because it's a bit, they have more cars than it.
Okay.
They
be giving away free chicken and apple pies. That's just that's how many black folk be out there. So, you know, when they got free chicken, you know all the black folk gonna show up.
Hey, oh, man, they give
out
free chicken, too.
Yeah, no, free chicken, yeah. And Kool-Aid.
They sell boiled, they be walking around selling boiled eggs in a cooler. They got a dice game on the back of the truck.
Man, I'm trying to say. And red Kool-Aid.
Yep. that woo-woo juice.
Oh, yeah, that woo-woo juice. Then it goes to the truth. I guarantee you, Phoenix City makes every bit of $300-some thousand on grass. And that ain't including you paying your $35 check card or whatever they charge that day.
Yeah, they said that man make about $1 million that weekend.
Man, Fred get it in.
They say they make about $1 million that weekend.
But what I like about it, you have all those people together, man, and we never have no issue where people want to fight or shoot or none of that crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't be there. I heard about Phoenix City.
It'd be packed for. Man.
We may bring that Black Mustang over there to Phoenix City.
Chris, that day you'll have somebody run, because that boy come from everywhere, man.
Uh-huh. Hey, Chris.
When I tell you they come from everywhere, they come from everywhere.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you remember that? Did you see that little RX-7 that was over there?
Yeah.
That's like RX-7 being Phoenix City every year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that little RX-7 turbo shop. And they got another one.
That little Mexican dude.
Yeah, a little Mexican dude, yeah.
He was hosting that little other car. Everybody be standing right there. When it's backfired, you ought to see the crowd do.
Tony, that car ran down the mission in Hattiesburg. He almost got sideways and still beat the other car.
That boy that's driving that car, that little boy, the dude, well, I ain't talking about little boy. The man that's driving that car, he drives a nigga paint on. That car used to be red.
Yep.
He got some old buddies that they come out of Miami. They got some protocol. They bring them out of Miami.
Yeah.
Every time he come to Phoenix City, he'd be the fastest.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That car fast. Last year that car raced. Hey Chris. Last year that car raced a top fuel alcohol car and beat him.
Beat the brakes off.
A Corvette. With a big old blowout on top and everything and beat him.
That dude that drive that car, he drive the hell out.
Yep. Somebody is sleeping for real, man.
Let me start closing a few lines up in.
This is crazy.
Is it gone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gone.
No,
there you go.
Hey, man, that car ran.
Who is that, Chris?
Car ran, man.
Yeah, Conrad's been on here. Well, no, Conrad, go on.
Chris, who is that?
Let me see.
It's gone now.
Okay.
That's a shame. Listen, see.
Mike, if Mike on here, man, Chris wanted to give us a recap, man, of what took place on the whole season, man. I knew somebody we hadn't heard from.
I seen a picture earlier. He said he was on the way to our roof.
A recap of what now? Chris, what'd you say? What'd you say, a recap of what?
Mike, man, he just shaved his hair off and everything, all clean and stuff. Mike, look at him, boy, isn't it pretty,
hey,
boy.
He's trying to look young. Greg's trying to look young. He's going to get some young son of Roddy.
Yes, indeed.
Man, I want to go to Antmore Sunday, but I got to go Easter egg. I'm with the Chiefs. I know that
they're going
to be running at coronavirus.
What's going on?
Look out, PJ. He's going to run. I think Antmore got a grub in
him. Oh, okay.
But they
who you like out of
it?
Who you like out of that?
Out of who?
Tony, who you like out of that reach?
Them at Corona?
Yeah.
I'm going to rock with the home team, man.
You're going to go with CJ.
And then they call another bike. Now, what bike did that boy run over there in Baton Rouge?
That hippo bike. That hippo bike or some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That hippo. They draw it on the hippo bike for Sunday, too.
We're going to run the hippo bike, son.
And I'm not trying to beat up on the hippo bike. What bike is the hippo bike? I don't think I know that bike.
That Boosa, that damn gold and dark brown or some color like that.
Yeah, it's a light brown and dark brown Boosa with a fishtail on it.
With his tail cut out on it.
Yeah.
Okay. It used to be a motorbike, now it's a.
Well, that's tonight. Man, they got rescued this weekend?
If I ain't mistaken, I think they said Atmo got a grudge there. I want to go to Atmo. I got to say,
I got a friend. Yeah.
Please. They, I'm out to hit that more this year, too.
All right, Chris, I'm from Alabama, ain't never been to that track.
Me neither. Now, I'm going to tell
Where's that more at? Where's that more? Where is it at?
Down 65, that right there, you know where the casino at? That in Atmore right now for 65 miles.
I'm on 65 right now, just like, in Mobile?
Like you're going to Mobile. That beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I wouldn't be going this way because there's some other bridge you have to cross. Go on. Somebody got an echo, Chris. Yeah, somebody got a speakerphone.
All right.
No.
Sit down. Man, who else got the speakerphone off?
Yeah, please, take your phone off speaker.
Oh.
Thank you.